The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the useful states of mind is a state of mind that's concentrated, composed, settled. And a fair amount of meditation involves in some way or other concentrating your mind. Concentrating mind means, first and foremost, not letting the monkey mind have the upper hand, not have the mind wander everywhere possible except here and now, caught up in its thoughts. And and the idea of being concentrated is, or the practice of concentration is often a big challenge for many people. Some people have a hard time doing it because the mind is so strong and so interested in other things. And some people, because of the way in which they concentrate, is they get tight. They get kind of stressed doing it. So it's useful to think that to consider that concentration goes together with other factors, other aspects. And one of the primary ones is concentration goes hand in hand with being relaxed. Or I like to think of it as a soft mind. And the art of it is to maintain the diligence of the mind that stays present for something, stays interested in the breathing or loving kindness meditation or the walking as you walk or whatever the focus is of the moment. And somewhat diligent or vigilant or committed or devoted to staying just with that. But then doing so with a mind that's soft or relaxed. A soft, relaxed mind by itself might lead you to want to drift off in thought. A concentrated mind by itself, the way many people do it, will often help make the mind tense. But the idea is to do both at the same time. For people who are a little bit used to getting concentrated, keeping the mind soft might seem like it's harder, actually, to do concentration. For people who really love a soft mind, it feels like work to be concentrated, and people don't want to work. But to hold the two together, and it takes a certain kind of diligence or a certain kind of alert attention to have enough attention that to watch yourself so that the concentration you're using stays soft. And soft in the mind, soft in the body, soft in the heart. So you're not tensing up around the eyes, around the mouth, maybe some people in the hands. But the whole body can stay soft. But also more importantly is that the mind stays soft. And it takes a while to get the hang of it, how to do that, how to stay present. But the very practice of trying to do this, discovering how to do it, keeps you in the present moment. And it's worthwhile in its own right. So don't be so concerned about doing it successfully, because doing any meditation practice, focusing on doing it successfully, limits how much you benefit from the practice. So you don't want to be too, successful. This is mindfulness meditation is one of those very unusual tasks where you want to do the best you can, but you don't want to be too successful too quickly. Because there's a lot of learning that happens, and one of the things to learn is how to stay present, not drift off, not lackadaisical, not complacent, but kind of a soft, relaxed mind, but also a diligence to stay there, to stay with that. So there's some clarity that can develop with what's happening. So you might this morning try to see what it's like for you to bring those two together and work together, that you're with your breathing, with your walking, that you try to stay present, stay concentrated with what's happening, and try to stay soft. And what's that like to bring those two together? Thank you.